Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to Money Flow Masterclass 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we have gathered over 30 experts who are going to support you in mastering your mindset, time, and energy around money so you can create an epic business and life. And today's guest, I'm super excited. She's going to be sharing really specific tips around your business, around headlines and calls to action, because I don't know if you're anything like me. Sometimes copy and getting people's attention tends to be a challenge. So I'm super excited for Danielle to join us today. Danielle Clem began her business after losing both her biological mom and her stepmom to cancer before she even graduated from high school. This made her focus on helping women discover the how-to of turning their dreams into reality, as her specialty is taking the terror out of marketing through her signature PAC method. Today, Danielle helps service-based entrepreneurs create a stream of ready-to-buy leads, sell out services while getting their time back. Through strategy, education, and creating content all around these topics, she's helped women be seen as an expert in their field and make strides and more sales in their business and allowing them to have more time with their families. Thank you so much for joining me, Danielle.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
And you gave me a specific title of what you're going to be teaching today, and I didn't want to mess it up, so I'm going to let you share it.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm going to quickly share my screen so all of you can see the actual slides and be able to follow along with me. So what we're going to do today is the two biggest factors for 2X engagement and 2X views, which for me is one of my favorite things to talk about. So for a lot of you, as she just told me, I'm Danielle. I will be your teacher for the next like 20 minutes talking really deeply about what copy and content can do for you, but especially the first and last part of it, because those two places can affect how people actually view your stuff. If they actually click your email, if they read your post, it can affect every single piece of content in your business. So the two we're going to talk about today are headlines and call to actions. Now, for a lot of you, this might be review, but for most of you, I can probably say this will be one of the most tip and next step action taking presentations that you'll get, because I really believe that without action, there is no implementation and no results. And who doesn't want results? So the first thing we're going to go into is headlines. Headlines are the title on top of your actual post, sales page, email, any piece of content or video that you have out there. And for just like the regular Merriam-Webster description of this, it's the heading at the top of an article or page in a newspaper or business, like anything over there. But I want to really stress this. With a headline, it is the sole reason why people will open your email, why they will read your post, why they will click to watch your live, and sometimes even know if the program is right for them. Because nowadays there's so much noise out there, it's hard not to get lost in that. And the easiest way to really not get lost in the space of dozens of thousands of millions of blog posts or videos is to have a specific headline that speaks exactly to your ideal client. So once we have the headline right, that's when we have the call to action, which is always at the end, for the most part, of every piece of content, which is the last sentence of your post or video or email that's asking your follower or subscriber to take the next action or the next step you want them to take. Usually it's a question, usually it is something where you want to continue the journey. For marketing or for business anywhere, you want to extend the journey you have with them as long as you can. Because the longer they're with you, the longer they connect with you, the longer they trust you, and the longer they see you as someone to buy from, which is very, very important nowadays. So you want to make sure too, when you are going through call to actions, that you give them an actual action to take. And what that's gonna be, we'll go in deeper, but I've seen this happen so often to where people don't have a question or some type of comment to have them go further. And what happens is you lose engagement. You're not able to connect with your followers, and also you're really stunting how the algorithm sees you. And for a lot of us, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and because we are, we have to kind of play by their rules. And one of the rules is by having better engagement. And this is an easy way to start doing that.
Great.
As I've seen, literal accounts have 28,000 followers and still not do call to actions and are losing a third of their comments and wondering why they have no engagement. That's one of the reasons why.
Wow.
So this is actually what I want to go in deeper for you. For a call to actions, what happens is people, they make this beautiful post. They put like an hour on it. It looks gorgeous. And then they didn't ask for anything. It's like if you're going to go, you're going to go to the grocery store. It's Christmas time. They're doing the carolers. They're ringing the bell. But they never actually tell you what to do. So you just look at the caroler and say, oh, you have a nice bell, and just walk inside because they didn't give you something to take the next step on. And that's what call to actions do. You don't have one, you're not asking. And if you're not asking, they can't give back to you. Because we're humans, we love law of reciprocity. But if we don't have the first time to ask, we can't get back. Right. So I want you to really remember that. Call to actions for anything, they're a way for them to give back to you as you give to them. Because for a lot of you, you built your business to really create transformation. And the best way to have them say yes outside of money is by giving you comments and being able to really develop that relationship even further. So here are some steps to use when it comes to your headline or call to actions. Now, I go really, really deep into this in a different workshop for headlines, but I want to give you some specific steps and one formula that'll really help you out. So for headlines, when you're doing any type of headline nowadays that you want people to actually read, you want people to watch your video, you have to make sure it has at least one or two of these parts. It's either a topic they want to listen to, or it's a goal that your ideal client has, or a struggle they want to overcome. Now, these are really, really important to have in your headlines, because without them, you're just going to have a sentence that people read and not connect with. For example, when I say topic, it's going to be a topic that's in your expertise. And inside of your expertise, you probably have, let's say you're a health coach. In a health coach, you can talk about nutrition. You can talk about working out. You can talk about supplements. You can talk about so many different things. But what are the couple of topics that your ideal clients ask you all the time about? Or what are the topics that are surrounding the offer that you have right now that will really connect and really land with your ideal client? Because what can happen, which I've seen so often, is people will write posts. One, like let's say it's Monday. Monday they'll talk about flowers. Tuesday they'll talk about sharks. Wednesday they'll talk about, let's say, crystals. And it gets so out of the place, your audience has no idea what you even do. And that's a problem that can happen as well, is you're giving good content, but it's not connecting or landing with your ideal client because they have no idea if this is right for them. So make sure that when you're doing your headline, that you have a topic they exactly know, like, this is for me. I am your ideal client because I want to learn about health coaching. I want to learn how to lose weight. So nutrition would be a really great one to talk about. Or meal prepping. Ask yourself, or even ask your audience, what are 3 to 5 topics they want to go in on? And I promise you, if you start doing that, your engagement will skyrocket, but also people will see you as the expert. Because the more you talk about one topic, the more their mind attributes you as the expert in that field. I've talked about headlines for probably over 2 months now. So by this point, people see me as the person who does headlines or copy very well. Mm-hmm. It's a very great tactic when you are going to try and establish yourself as an expert in that topic. Very good to do. Second is probably even bigger than that, is talking about a goal that your ideal client has. Now, I want to put a little asterisk here, because what happens is people will do goals. They'll say like, oh yeah, my ideal client wants to lose weight. The problem with that is it's actually not specific, because if they want to lose weight, why do they want to lose weight in the first place? What are they going to do with their life when they lose the weight? There's so many different areas that even though you think you're being specific, you're actually not. And one of the easiest things to add into any headline is a simple phrase called, so you can. This simple phrase allows you to bridge the topic between the goal that your ideal client has, which is amazing to do when you are trying to talk about an offer and you're wondering, okay, how do I get them to actually watch? How do I get them to post? You talk about a goal that they want. And one of the biggest ways to really start going through this goal setting or learning more about their goals is ask yourself, because a good part is most likely your ideal client is similar to you. What did you want your life to look like after you lost the weight? How did your life look like after you lost the weight? And really ask yourself that, because you can use that in your headline. For example, if you were to have a headline say, how to create the life you want, okay, it sounds kind of okay, not super specific, but if you were to say, how to create the life you want so you can buy that first class ticket, or so you can be able to shower your kids with gifts, that specificity will really land deeper than just putting how to create a life you want, because every person's definition of the life they want can be different. You want to make sure you align with your ideal client's specific ideal life. Last thing is the one struggle you want to overcome. Now, this is something that your ideal client, it's the exact opposite. So let's say they want to be able to buy the first class ticket. Where are they at right now? What's the polar opposite? Most likely they don't have a lot of money right now to be able to spend that. Or maybe they're working hours upon hours in their job. Start to identify what those are, because two things about humans, either they'll be motivated to get away from the problem they have, or they'll be motivated to get in front of the result they want. So what you want to do for your headline is make sure you're doing either one or two of those things and attach the topic that is around your offer or around whatever you're talking about. Put those together and you will have one of the best converting headlines out there and see an engagement and views probably more than you have seen in a while. Now, call to actions. Call to actions are very specific. We can go in super deep to these, but I want to make sure for a lot of you, you can look at your last 5 to 7 posts, scroll down to the bottom and ask yourself, look at it, did you ask them to do anything at the bottom? Did you just leave it by itself? Did you actually ask them, leave a comment, go to link in bio, check out my story? Because you want to make sure that this is something A, that they do, but it's the thing that you want them to most do. And I'll give you an example. So I have a podcast called the Female Entrepreneur's Journey Podcast, and each episode goes out every Wednesday. So every Wednesday, my call to action almost always is go to link in bio and listen to the episode. That is specific because I want them to most go to it right now because it just came out. But then Thursday, let's say I want to talk about just marketing in general, I can say, okay, great, leave a comment. Let me know how you love the episode or how you want to learn more about marketing. The problem that can happen is people will get too specific on, I have to make sure that every call to action, every post is the same thing. Right. Or they'll go into, oh, well, I don't have a good one. It might not be working. This is probably one of the biggest things I get when it comes to call to actions. They put it out once and wonder, well, no one commented. Well, it's because you've done it. That's the first time you've done it in probably months. So again, allow yourself and your audience to get more warmed up to you. If you were on a first date with someone, you probably didn't go in to marry them right after. You give them time to warm up. You need to allow yourself and your audience to get now used to you actually asking so they can give back to you. Mm-hmm. So those are what you're going to do for the headline and actual call to actions. And where to use both of these? For headlines, email subject headlines. And for call to actions, you're going to put it in the PS right at the bottom. You can use also these in ads, Facebook posts, blog posts, podcast titles, literally anywhere where you want people to pay attention or consume the info. And this is very important for all of you who are wanting to sell something, market yourself as an expert. This is one of the easiest ways to just do a small, simple shift to really create massive results. And I wanted to give you guys a free gift too, because I just created an amazing new free content quiz on, there are 3 types of posts that you have to be doing to really be seen as an expert in your field and people to buy from you. And I actually identify when you go through this quiz after, I think, 5 or 6 questions, you'll know what type of post you need to do that actually might be dropping you sales from not having it, and the tips to actually be able to shift that for yourself. So make sure to go to this bit.ly/DK content quiz, figure out what type of post you need to do, and let me know for the headlines and call to actions, how is it different for you? How has it been changing your content so you can start to change the views and engagement you have?
I love it. That was amazing.
Thank you.
What I'm hearing you say, first of all, the free gift, we'll make sure you have the link in the email and on the speaker page under Danielle's name so you'll be able to find it. And what I'm hearing you say, Danielle, is, I took notes. I hope everybody's taking notes. I'm loving this masterclass because I get to take all the notes too. Is connection. We want to make sure that everything we post, and it doesn't have to be every single thing, but there gets to be connection, like either connection on a topic or a story or theme of some sort, and alignment with what we actually stand for.
Like, yes.
Like when I heard you talking about like puppies and sharks and things, and like, if you're a vet, you know, but not like if you're a coach, like it's great to have fun things, but also you can almost like tie anything into mm-hmm. your story, right?
Yes. And that's a really great point too. It's because I noticed a lot of people, especially for those who are in like the life coaching industry or anything where it's like you're a personal brand, people can get really confused on you are your brand, but also people see you as a certain way. And what can happen is people will try and go into like every aspect of themselves. Like one post, it'll be about their boyfriend. One post, it'll be about their family, which is great. But if you're wanting to sell, you have to make sure you talk more so about your zones of genius, which are why I talk about those like 3 to 5 topics that are around your offer. So people see you as that zone of genius and see you as a person they want to buy from to solve that problem.
That makes perfect sense. Like one of the things that Sharina teaches is money flow, but also about how flow isn't just money. It's all, you know, yes, it's money flow, but it's also how you flow things in your whole life. Like her relationship and how that flowed. It's like the word flow is like in everything. So it's very congruent with what she's teaching, because it's when you remove the blocks to money, you remove the blocks to a lot of other things as well.
Yes, and I think one of the biggest blocks that I've noticed too is a lot of blocks will come up around, what do I write? Like, how do I write? What content should I be doing? And that's kind of why I think it's really great to have those 3 to 5 zones of genius. So you never really have to ask yourself that question or worry about what type of post you should be doing, because you know what you should be talking about.
I love that. And that was a perfect, like, add-on.
Thank you.
Because the important thing is what I'm hearing is be consistent.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, be consistent in every part of your life, but especially online. Like that's one of the biggest reasons why either new habits don't get built, reason why people won't buy from you. Like being consistent is in every aspect of your life, but especially for trying to be showing up online, be seen as an expert. An expert doesn't like leave for 6 weeks or come back for a week and never tell their audience. You have to make sure that when you're consistent, your audience sees you because they want to see you as a friend, someone that they can rely on. And the way that they can rely on you for the first easy step is to be showing up every single day or every other day in their feeds, in their stories.
I love it. That's amazing. Thank you so much for all you've shared in that short period of time. You like nailed it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I loved it. And let me know for you guys, if you love this, if you want more help on headlines, I can totally help you guys.
Awesome. And to all of you watching, definitely hit reply on this email and let Sharina and I know what Danielle shared, what stood out for you, what things are you starting to use? Better yet, use one of her action steps like right away and then send us an email and let us know. And we'll send it right to Danielle and let her know the impact she's having. Because she she's making an impact.
And I will share your post too, because I love giving love to people who actually use the steps.
Awesome. Awesome. I love it. Thank you so, so much for spending time with me today, Danielle.
Thank you.
And to all of you watching, thank you for being here. We'll be back again tomorrow with another couple of experts in the Money Flow Masterclass 2019. And make sure you have your notebook handy, because I'm sure there's going to be more awesome content to come.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.